Yes.
Blog
Welcome to
Talk
Faith
Radio.
Welcome to Faces of Success Radio. My name is Sonny Blue Bland, and we're going to have an interesting interview tonight with the Scorch Sisters. Francisca, she's going to be calling in, and we're going to have a throwdown of an interview tonight with the Blues. And I'm Sonny Blue Bland on Faces of Success Radio, and tell you a little bit about the Scorch Sisters. Scorch Sisters vibe, woe with the Real Blues Festival, two audiences. Be ready for these Hollywood hipsters, because they'll blew you away. I really dig these gals and think you will too. Casey Reagan, American Blues News, the Scorch Sisters seize the blues as their own and subsequent fire it up with a unique intensity. They will demand, hold on 1 second. I'm getting it right here, people. Bear with me. They will demand their respect with their powerful vocals, and all the while having to wonder, where the hell have these ladies been hiding? The Scorch Sisters deliver the blues straight up. And can someone say cheers? Jim Letterell, American Veterans Radio, ending in 2011 on high note of Scorch Sisters, honoring and recognized for longtime industry trade publications and music connections with their selection of the top 100 live artists of the year for 2011. So you guys stay tuned, and we're going to be interviewing the Scorch Sisters, and glad to have y'all. So I'm going to start the show right now with a little blues to get us in the mood with my dad, my main man, Bobby Blue Bland.
I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said, I pity the fool that falls in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. Look at the people. You make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool.
Welcome, everybody, to the Stormy Money Blues Show. My name is Sonny Blue Bland, and I'm your host for this evening on Faces of Success Radio. You can go to facesofsuccessradio.com, and log on, or you can call in at 323-642-1569 and talk to our special guest, the Scorch Sisters, this evening. Once again, 323-642-1569. And we hope everybody is kicked back, got your nice atmosphere is good, and you can hear about these dynamic Scorch Sisters. The Scorch Sisters wowed the Real Blues Festival to audiences. Be ready for these Hollywood hipsters because they'll blew you away. I like that. I really dig these gals, and I think you will too. But we're gonna play one more from Bobby. This is the Stormy Monday Blues Show. Only appropriately started with this song, and I was rushing in, and here I am. And I hope you guys stay tuned. And once again, you can call in at 323-642-1569 or Faces of Success Radio. Make sure and go to the Play Store and download the app for Faces of Success Radio and press on that donate button and help us keep it going along because we are a syndicated, self-owned radio station. We appreciate all the support. And this one is from Bobby. It's originally done by T-Bone Walker. I had the pleasure of meeting T-Bone Walker when I was a little kid. He was my dad's good friend, and my dad really perfected this song. And this one's for you, Big Blue.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
You can listen to me on your phone.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, loud, and Thursday's also bad. The eagle flies on Friday,
right,
and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, and I kneel down and pray. And this is what I say, baby. Somebody please send her home to me.
Man of the Blues, Mr. Bobby Blue Bland. Pay homage to my dad every Monday. He's an inspiration for me singing the blues, and I vow to keep his legacy alive. He's been gone about 6 years, and recently there was a statue that was resurrected in Memphis, Tennessee. And so if you guys want to go through Memphis and take a picture with Bobby, which I plan to do. I haven't been there yet. But, yeah, it's really a pleasure to represent my father. And Faces of Success has been diligently keeping the blues alive. Big ups to Miss Pearl. And so we got a special guest tonight, Scorch Sisters, based out of L.A. Scorch Sisters seized the blues as their own and subsequently fired up, and with a unique intensity. They will demand your respect and with, you know, powerful vocals, all the while having you wonder, where the hell have these ladies been? And, you know, we're going to bring them to you. I'm going to bring the special guest in right now, Miss Francisca, and let's let her run it down from the top to the bottom.
Hi there.
Good evening, and it's a pleasure to have you on the station. And once again, for all those people that are just tuning in, you're listening to the Scorch Sisters, and you can call in at 323-642-1569. And Francisca, can you just let the people know what the Scorch Sisters are all about?
The Scorch Sisters are about really strong women playing their instruments like nobody's business, and it's about a sisterhood of us being together through so much, you know, through divorces, through illness, cancer. I had cancer, and man, those girls were just with me. So we actually started out in 1998. We all met at B.B. King's in Universal City Walk there. We were doing a Women in Blues event. So it was all these female blues musicians from Southern California. And I don't know, man, I think it was maybe like 50 or 60. We had a lot of women. So anyway, after that, some of the girls said, wow, Francesca, let's put something together. Let's put like a really badass all women band together. So we did. And at that time, we actually called the band Some Like It Hot. And so we had a couple of lead singers. One of them included BJ Sharp. Another one was Sweet Baby J, a couple of blues singers from this area. And it was like a 10, maybe sometime a 12-piece band. We had a horn section, we had percussion, we had two or three singers. And so it was tight. It was tight, too. And we had a couple of regular gigs, one at Harvell's here in Santa Monica, and then another one at a big blue spot that's now gone, but it was called Cozy's, and you may have heard of it here in L.A. on Ventura Boulevard. So we had a regular gig there as well. And so then some of the girls, you know, some moved away and, you know, got married or doing other things. And so there was three of us still working together in other bands. And so it was myself, Kimberly Allison on guitar, and Alicia Morgan on keyboards and vocals. And I sing. So I play a little percussion.
Oh,
so we had been in other bands with other people and stuff. And, you know, and there was always all these problems and trying to get so many, you know, different minds on the same page. You know how it goes. You're a musician. You know how that goes. So we decided, we said, you know, the three of us, we're like a sisterhood, you know, and we know we can trust each other. We know we're going to be there for each other. We've proven it over and over again. So why don't we just start with that, us three, and then we'll pick up a rhythm section, and it might be two guys or it might be two girls. Well, we've done both, and recently we're keeping it all female. It's all about the estrogen.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Well, you
right?
know, being
right?
that you, yeah, it's powerful, and it has so much substance. Being, you know what I mean, women, and you know, you guys are the camaraderie and whatnot. So you guys are all from LA.
Yeah. Well, we all live here, but I'm originally from Houston, Texas, and Kimberly's from Kimberly's from she's from Kansas. And Alicia is from she's from like Jacksonville area, Orlando. She's from Florida. So we
beautiful.
All have like Midwest and Southern roots, but we all live in LA. So blues, you know, we all grew up with the blues, you know, and it's something that when you're born with it, you know, and the realness of the blues and the
talk
no BS part of the blues stays with
right.
you when you move to a city like LA, especially, which is, you know, it's crazy here. It's crazy. So when you find, you know, like in our case, a bunch of ladies, and we work together so well that we just feel like, you know, the camaraderie is going to get us through matter what.
Right.
And we and the fact that, you know, the realness of the music that we're playing, it keeps you real, keeps you grounded, you know.
Right.
And when you got all this crazy stuff going on in this big city, and we've all seen a lot, you know. We've all played with other people too and stuff, you know. So, doing the Scorch Sisters thing is really nice, because what we do is we feature, see, like each of us could be, we've all, you know, fronted our own projects and other, you know, our own or other people's or whatever. But in this group, what we like to do is we feel like we're stronger in numbers. So we feature each other. So like the three of us, you know, we'll do one of my songs, we'll do one of Alicia's songs, we'll do one a Kimberly song. And we originally brought a bunch of songs to the group. And so we call ourselves the Scorch Sisters, you know, based on the fact that we were some like it hot, and now we're the Scorch Sisters because, you know, we leave the stage on fire after we're done, you know. So the thing is that, you know, for many years, especially, you know, when we first got started, it was hard to be a female. You know, in music in general, not just the blues, you know, but, you know, things have changed but we're the kind of performers that we don't just like, you know, we're not scared, put it that way. You know what I mean? Like we take it over the edge. I'm not afraid to sing and just like sing something crazy, you know, like a note that, you know, most people would be scared to hit. I'm going to hit it with confidence because that's what I do. And without my outlet for the blues, I'd probably gone crazy already, because it's my medicine. It's my therapy. It's how I express myself, because it's being real. And, you know, I've been through a lot in my life, and the blues has always, you know, has always somehow got me through. And you know exactly what I'm saying. So, you know, you put a bunch of women together like that, we have Elizabeth Hangin on bass and Trish Lash on drums, and those sisters can throw down.
So
they throw down.
Okay, let me pick your brain for a minute. So you have an all-women band. Okay, and you know, there's different categories of blues. There's boogie woogie blues, there's down home blues, there's delta blues, there's country blues, there's different types of bluegrass blues.
There's all types
of blues. So what area of expertise would you say, or is it a southern soul blues? What kind of blues do you got going on?
So we've got a little bit of rock and blues going on. Texas blues. I you know, me being from Texas, I really love a good Texas blues shuffle. Kimberly, the thing about our guitar player is that she has her degree from USC in jazz guitar. But she's a badass blues player. She's played with a lot of blues people. But she brings like a jazz element to the blues. And that's almost great. a little bit of a progressive blues. But we have some songs that are just more traditional blues, you know, that, you know, we just getting down and dirty and raw. And then we have some that are a little more sophisticated. And then we have some that are a little more like my songs are more soul, more on the gospel soul blues, you know. So okay. We bring a lot. We bring, you know, and Alicia, you know, Alicia sings a lot of traditional blues, but she likes that, you know, Texas blues shuffle too. So, you know, we just I guess it's like when what makes a band unique is what everybody brings to the party. You know, it's like,
yeah,
that's what makes you unique. And,
that's very
and so,
interesting.
So
that's interesting, you know, because it's like a potpourri, you know, of sort, and it just fine tunes into the Score Sisters.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. And so in the beginning, when we first got together, we were bringing in our own material, and now we're writing. So that's become very interesting, and it's been a lot of fun. It's really like therapy too, you know, because we start talking about a subject, and then it's just like it reminds somebody of a story, and then it's just like it just kind of folds into this whole great thing, you know. And that's what I love about collaborating. I like writing on my own too, but I've found that collaborating is very rewarding, and especially when you're writing with people that you love, you know, it's
right.
A good feeling because there's you're just loose, you know, you're feeling good, and you're just like, you don't care what comes out. You're just trying to, you know, trying to let
make it
through God somehow, those great words or, you know, that great melody or riff or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real interesting. And then do you play any instruments yourself?
I play percussion. I play very minimal guitar, maybe just to write, and I can plunk out a few chords on the piano and stuff like that to write.
Oh.
But I focus on singing.
So that you like the tambourine? You do the tambourine thing? Tambourine.
Yes, and I can play some congas too. I can play some congas and some shakers. Yeah, you know, I sing.
What's your nationality?
My nationality is Mexican and Italian. But I grew
okay.
up in Texas. I know I don't have that accent, but I can put it on when I have to.
So, in Houston, Texas, what part of Houston, Texas did you grow up?
Well, you know, my dad worked for the government, so we moved around a lot. Where I ended up was on the north side of Houston.
Fifth Ward? Is that Fifth Ward or Third Ward?
No, I was past that. I was up towards Humble. I was just outside of the city. But
I love Houston,
down.
Texas.
Yeah. Well, see, when I was growing up there, because of my dad's job, my father was a federal agent. And so I lived in a pretty sterile environment where I had to, like, go out of my area to go find musicians to play with because it was too sterile in my area, you know. And in that part of Texas, it's like if you weren't a country artist, then you weren't shit. Sorry, I don't know if I could say that. You know, that's kind of how it was. And, you know, I moved to California when I was 19. So I've lived here
Not to cut you off. When you were 19, you set out on a quest to come to California to be a blues woman?
You got it. And, you know, it was because Janis Joplin taught me a lot about the blues. Okay, Big Mama Thornton,
hey,
Ma Rainey were the women that she was listening to. And so when I
those
was
were
growing
your,
up
those,
in Texas.
She was your influence. Joplin was your influence.
Yes,
that's
and she opened the door to those blues ladies, you know. And then I found Tina Turner. And then, well, I always loved Aretha Franklin. She sings all genres, and I love it when she sings the blues, you know. But those were the women that I was listening to. And I thought, you know, California seemed to like Janis. Maybe they're going to like me. And the only thing is I'm not going to get all caught up with all that dope and everything that, you know, because Janis died when she was 28. And so I thought to myself, no, but I definitely set out on a quest. And, you know, I was lucky enough that I met manager Lou Gordon from up in the Bay Area. And he helped me get my first record deal with Randy Jackson at Sony Records. And so that was in the past, but you know, California ended up being good for me as far as me feeling like I had a place where I belong, because honestly, people trip to, there's too many racists in the air part of the area where I was raised. And I don't like that. That wasn't me. Cause my father's job, we traveled a lot, and I lived in Puerto Rico. I had lived in Florida. I had lived in New York. I had met a lot of different people. And so when I came back to Texas, to where I went to high school in Houston, outside of Houston, in a place called Kingwood, I saw the way people were tripping, and I was like, you know what? That's not me. And I'm going to California. It seemed people in California love Janis. Maybe they'll like me. And you, exactly, man. I set out on a journey.
Oh, that was that's an interesting scenario. And then since you've been in California, the blues scene, is it flourishing, or do you see it diminishing? What do you see in the blues? I know the blues is kind of dying. That's why I'm on the radio right now. But do you see what do you see with the blues in L.A.?
Well,
se?
It's honestly. I know that there is a blues scene, but it is diminishing. I do see some younger youngsters coming up, and I'm very happy about that. And some of them now have, like, you know, little radio programs and stuff too. And like at one at the university, a guy named Catfish, he said he's going to keep the blues alive. So I've seen some of these
Catfish.
Youngsters come up. You know Catfish. You know,
yeah,
I'm talking
no
from
catfish.
The Hollywood Hound Dogs. Mm-hmm, from the Hollywood
yes, sir.
Hound Dogs.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, there's some youngsters out there that I see that I'm like, wow, you know, they are true blues people. And so, yeah, I see that, and they give me hope. And every time I see them, I'm like, man, it's up to you. It's up to you to keep it alive,
right.
You know.
Right.
But
that's,
I see, less,
a, you know,
I see
like,
less places to play.
Yeah.
As far as like clubs, like working, you know, like for a working musician, becomes really hard. There are more festivals, but you know, there's, you know, they bring in people from out of town or whatever. So as far as like the local scene, there are a few people like Cadillac Zach, who, you know, is probably the biggest blues promoter right now in Los Angeles. And I'm surprised
yeah, I'm familiar
that you're not
with
down
him.
Here
I'm
on Sunday.
With him.
Okay,
yeah,
we need
I'm
to get
I'm
you
working
down
on,
here.
Yes, I really
yeah.
would like to get down there. I had an epiphany of Sonny Blueland and the Scorch Sisters. I said, oh my God, it sounded like
dude,
a bill, you know.
Let me tell you something.
So,
anytime my girls will back
right.
you up, it would be tough. Anytime.
Okay.
And you know,
I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Hey, you got my number. We can be talking all about that. And we'd love that. That would be fantastic. Yeah. And you blow some minds with that, too, with all women. Woo! Oh,
yeah,
wow,
we're
going
to have to do that.
Cool.
We'll talk about that on a later date. But back to, the Scorch Sisters. Okay, what's on the itinerary? What's in the forefront for the Scorch Sisters? What are they doing right now?
Well, we have a couple gigs coming up. You know, our it's crazy because, like, we all do a lot of different things. But our keyboard player, Alicia, just recently went back to college, which is crazy. And so right now she's doing her finals. So we kind of had to take, like, a break for, like, you know, 6 weeks. But we have a gig coming up at Roscoe's in Long Beach on December the 20th, which is a Friday night coming up here in a couple of weeks. And then
Wait a minute. Can you reiterate on that and let's focus on that? You said December what? 20th?
The 20th. December the
okay,
20th
where,
in
where?
Long Beach at Roscoe's.
Okay.
Roscoe's.
People, you hear that. You got to go see the Scorch Sisters. They're going to be in Long Beach, and it's going to be a throwdown at Roscoe's
yes,
on December 20th.
Yes.
Note that, and we're going to reiterate on that. And okay, after the 20th, where are we at?
And then we're going to, in February, we're going to be at the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center, which is another place you need to be playing too. So we can talk more about
okay.
that. And that's on Thursday, February the 6th. And
okay.
it'll be our first time playing there. And then, you know, we got some tentative things booked for the summertime and all of that. But we're trying to get everybody scheduled together so we can continue writing. And that's a big priority right now. So, that's where we're at. And,
are we,
you know,
are we writing fast songs, slow songs? Is it in contention to that? Is there more fast than slower or more slow than fast?
More fast, more fast, more fast and slow. Yeah. But, you know, I love to sing ballads. I really do. So, blues ballads.
Yeah, I love ballads.
And so, you know, but, we're it's interesting. And I try to rein things in a little bit, you know, like the last few writing sessions, we've been focusing on more traditional blues. So, you know, we can write anything. That's the thing. And so, but it's really important to just focus on like on a group of songs, like, you know, because you don't even have to worry about making a whole record of 10, 11 songs. You do 6 or 7 songs, you know, of an EP.
That's real.
And you can do a few, you do several of those. And, you know, and you just, so my idea is just to like focus on, you know, kind of genre, like just, you know, where it all fits together. So like when we send it to the DJs, they get it. They get what that project is about, you know. And
right.
I think it's easier for people to try to understand, you know, where you're at musically if you kind of separate it a little bit. So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff. It's exciting. It really, really is, you know. And
yeah,
like
it's,
I said, you know, they're like family.
Man, it's really, it's great. And, you know, I know everybody's got your, you know, each other's backs and, you know,
yep.
And you guys are pushing forward into the forefront of the blues. And, you know, the blues is, you know, my dad taught me the blues is a feeling, you know, and you guys got that feeling. And then you have your disposition about the blues is strong. And I kudos to you guys for keeping it going on, because as I was growing up, I was around Millie Jackson. I was around a lot, traveling with my father,
wow.
A lot of blues women, you know, and yeah, there's not too many. So you guys are the only blues women I know. I mean, you
wow.
know, other than, you know, one here or one here, not, I don't know any group. So, you know, as
yeah.
it says, you guys will demand your respect with their powerful vocals and all the while having to wonder
yes.
where the hell have these ladies
yes,
been hiding.
Mm-hmm. And let me
yeah.
just tell you that, you know, we're a multiracial band too, you know, so I feel like we really represent real women. You know what I mean? It's like you look at us, you go, oh, those are real women right there. And so, you know, Kimberly, well, actually everybody, we're all instructors. I don't teach as much as some of the others do. Kimberly, she teaches guitar and she also teaches bass. She teaches some drums too. But she's got a lot of students, and she's influenced so many people. And, you know, for youngsters, especially young women, to see us perform, it's, like, inspirational, you know. So
I think it really is.
And for right now, where we're at in the world with all these problems and stuff, and, you know, strong women, we need to show support for each other. It's important. And I think that
yeah,
just
that's,
by
that's
watching
beautiful.
Us
that's
perform,
beautiful.
And you see the way we interact, you go, oh, those people like each other. You know what I mean? It's like they like each
yeah.
other. And that
right.
and we want people to see that.
Yeah, that's that mm-hmm. harmony, that, you know, like you said, that camaraderie that's, you know, is just full blown. And so
yeah.
we're going to get right down to the nitty gritty of this situation here. And I want to know what Bad Dream is about.
Okay, so Bad Dream is Alicia's song. And it was actually a bad dream that she had, you know, about a guy who, a guy who really isn't treating her right, you know. So she wrote it, and she said that that's what it was about, you know, that, and she's real sassy
okay.
about it in her song, too. Yeah.
Okay,
so that's
well,
what she's singing. That's our keyboard player.
Okay.
Alicia Morgan is our keyboard player. She's singing lead on that
okay.
song.
Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
this is what we're going to do. We're going to break it down, and I'm going to play Bad Dream, and then you can talk some more about it. And we have a couple more songs in the queue. We have about 56 minutes. For those people that are just tuning in, we have the Scorch Sisters, Dynamic Scorch Sisters in L.A., and we're going to be playing some of the songs. If you want to call in at 323-642-1569 or log on at facesofsuccessradio.com. The music is here, and we're going to let it go. And I had a bad dream by the Scorch Sisters.
Yes. away. Go back to sleep. You're having a bad nights of living hell. I wake up screaming from all these things I've been dreaming, and I must be under some kind of an evil spell. Monsters are coming, I try to keep running. My body has turned into stone. I call for your help, you're with somebody else. And you say, baby, I guess you're on your own.
Song. I had a groove that just wouldn't quit. I like that. And she was playing, that was her on the keyboard, right?
Yeah, and the vocals.
Yeah, that was a nice tune. Okay, so, you know, we're on a time frame here. And so to those people that's tuning in, once again, we have the Scorch Sisters on deck at Faces of Success Radio, the Stormy Money Blues Show. I'm Sonny Blueblade, your host, and you can call in at 323-642-1569. And we're going to go to the next song that's in the queue. It's called So Much Trouble.
So Much Trouble. That's me on vocals. That's one of the songs I brought to the group.
Okay, we're gonna get right to it, hot, fast, in a hurry, and we're gonna talk about it when you get done, baby.
Okay.
All the windows shattered, all the empty factories. That's what really matters. Keep on coming on back to me. I can drive away in my big blue car. And maybe it doesn't matter where you go or who you are. We got all the trouble coming every day. We get hypnotized.
Francisca, you are blowing.
Hey, what's
you
up?
Are blowing. You're blowing on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
You had your mojo working and your black cat bone. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So let's break it down. What's Too Much Trouble? How did that song, you wrote the song?
I co-wrote the song with Casey Simpson, who's a musician who lives in Laguna Beach, California. And and so the song is about, it came about during the whole Rodney King, tragedies and stuff. So, yeah. And so that, you know, because we've had a lot of tension, as you know, racial tension in our city. And so, you know, it was the sign of the times when the song came about. It was a reflection of what was happening in the city and just like feeling like it needed to be called out by me, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's real. The blues is about real shit. It's real, you know.
Yeah, it's real.
And, you know, so that's what was happening in the city at the time. And we just felt that it was an important message, you know. It's like some people don't, you know, there's a lot of people who don't know that certain things are happening because they choose not to know. You know, maybe
people in
higher places or whatever, you know, like they don't really know what's happening in the hood, and they don't understand.
No, they don't know.
Maybe they don't really get why.
That's a cold thing.
Why?
That's a cold thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. So it's hard. It's all really heart wrenching, but it's like they need to understand what's happening, and people need to put themselves in other people's shoes sometimes,
yeah,
and
for sure.
Understand that, you know, like, you know, parents need to talk to African American boys. Their parents have to talk to them over and over and over and over again about how to behave in the streets so that some cop don't shoot them, you know? And
exactly.
So, you know, you try to talk to some white people about that and say, so can you understand, like, okay, well, for example, my father talked to us and said, hey, you know, because he was in law enforcement, so he told us, do not ever talk back. Don't ever talk back to the cops. Just don't do it, you know. And he scared us enough to realize, oh, we ain't going to do it, you know. And
that was good.
I mean,
good info.
Yeah, for sure. But if you just talk to any random, you know, white family who live in a pretty decent neighborhood or whatever, they're not talking to their kids the same way that African-American parents have to talk to their kids. And so there's a lot going on, as there still is.
Yeah.
It's timeless, unfortunately, a song like that. You know,
it's a good song.
It really shouldn't have to be a good song.
And I like it. You know, so much trouble, and you're putting a lot into it. I hear you growling in there. I say, oh yeah, you were really feeling it. Yeah, you was growling in there like Bobby. But anyway, we're gonna. Let me ask you this too.
Thank you.
Where was the production done on these songs? Was it in L.A.?
In L.A. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in L.A.
So I just want you to note this, that Faces of Success Radio, the Stormy Monday Blues show, will be putting these songs into rotation, and I'll be playing, and I support the Scorch Sisters 300%, and you'll be back on my show, and I need the other individuals to talk on the show. They need to call. Actually, they should be calling in right now.
I know.
I don't know where they're
at. Well, what?
I mean, things happen. hey, things happen.
I'll make sure.
You know, don't trip, because we're, you know, it's not like, you know, we're building a relationship here with the station and you guys out in L.A. So we'll have other times. We'll be updates. I want to know what's going on with the Scorch Sisters, where they're at, what they're doing. And let the people know, because the people want to know. If they don't know, they can't go. So I'm going to keep it going on. And we got one more banger for you, and it's called Still Remember, Baby. Where'd that come about?
So this is Kimberly Allison, our guitar player. This is an instrumental song. And
okay.
This is, let me tell you something. This girl brings me to tears when she plays this song live. It's like, you know,
I'm
such a fan, because I go out into the audience when the band's doing an instrumental, because we feature that. We feature the musicianship of our band, because we're in.
Yeah, I hear a lot of polished musicians. The music I'm hearing is real polished. It's upper crust, and then you guys, you know, with your vocals, you know, it's a win-win situation. And you know, you had mentioned Texas blues, and you know, I'm a fan of Texas blues. My friend Roy Gaines. You ever heard of him?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, Roy. He's a Texas blues man, and so when you said that, automatically he popped up in my head. But it's really a pleasure to have you, the Scorch Sisters, on my station, and we'll be doing other things. We'll be collaborating together, and you'll definitely be back on the show again, and you know, so once again, December 20th, where are you at?
We are at Roscoe's in Long Beach, California. That's a Friday night, and we start at 8 and we go till midnight.
All right.
That's December the 20th, yeah, in Long Beach. And you can they can always find us on online, you know, thescorchsisters.com, the Scorch Sisters on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, the whole nine. We're there.
Okay, note that, people. Get them on all social medias, you know, blow them up and let them know that you support them. They are females in a mean, mean world, and they sing the blues, y'all. So, hey, let's do it like this. Hey, let's do it like this. Still remember.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
of Eden. That was deep. I mean, that was some real good instrumental. You know, I dig instrumental, like, you know, cleaning the house. You know, I listen to a lot of instrumentals. In that.
Yes.
On guitar. Who was that on guitar?
That's Kimberly Casey Allison. Kimberly, Kansas City Allison.
That's the young lady that
studies
jazz? She's a
beast.
Yes.
She is.
She and I innate all the jazz quality. I heard some Santana. I heard some Wes Montgomery.
Yes.
I heard some different, you know, because I know she studied these icons of jazz and whatnot. Okay, well, let me ask you this. We're narrowing it down. We've got about 30 minutes. I need to know, what is the name of the project? Where is the project, and where can the people buy it?
Well, these songs are just songs that we've recently compiled, and so they will be for sale on our website by the beginning of next year, and we're working on some other places where it will be available, but we're also not sure if we're going to maybe add it to some of these new songs that we're writing, but, you know, so they'll be available on the website for sure, and then we're not sure what's going to happen with it afterwards. So, Scorch Sisters.
The website is thescorchsisters.com.
Yeah, just thescorchsisters.com.
Great. Mm-hmm. Right to the point. Okay, and we're going to elaborate on, okay, we have Red Hot Blues at Silly's on Friday, December 9th. Is that still on deck?
No. I think that's an older advertisement.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
We've
got Roscoe's. Yeah, the thing is that, you know, Alicia, who handles all of our website stuff, she went back to school after all her kids are raised and grown. She went back to school, so she's doing her finals right now. So she hadn't been able to update the website because this is her first time going back to school. So we're cutting her some slack. But I'm going to be updating the Facebook page is always current. And that's December 20th at Roscoe's in Long Beach. And that is a Friday night, and we start at 8 o'clock.
I'm going to try to make that date. If I could drive down there, I'm going to come down there in a nice suit.
That'd be great.
And watch you guys do the damn thing.
That'd be great. Well, you're going to have to sit in.
Oh, you know I'd have to sit in. But, you know, tonight, I just want to let you guys know that this is, you know, like I said, we're starting this relationship. I want you guys to interact and tell your friends to tune in to the Stormy Monday Blues show. And, you know.
We will do that.
And, you know, and I'm going to be playing your songs. And, so you didn't give me a name for the project, or is the project being formulated?
Well, for the new CD, we're not really going to name anything until we have, like, all the songs we know that we're going to put out, because we're still in the process of writing songs, you know, for the new project.
My dad used to call that, he said, you in the woodshed.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. No,
yeah,
it's
you're
true.
In the woodshed right now.
We are in the woodshed.
When you come out.
We are in the woodshed.
Yeah, out,
we are in the woodshed. Right. So we don't know yet what the title is yet, but we definitely wanted to connect with you. And that's why, you know, we're so thankful that you so graciously had us on the show tonight. And I speak for all the girls. Kimberly is giving guitar lessons right now, and Alicia is she's at school. So,
we'll
I'm holding down
my...
the scorch.
Yeah, you're doing a great
down
job.
The court for the girls.
You're holding it down, and give them my love. And also, I'd like to. Let me see. I had some other questions I wanted to ask you real soon. Okay. So in LA, like you said, there's not a lot of places for the blues to perform. So are you creating venues? Are you going out making shows? Are you getting booked?
Well, I'll tell you what. I in the past have been so involved with, you know, either booking my bands or booking shows that I put my band on, or just booking shows at different venues and stuff like that. But I have to tell you that, you know, as you know, that it starts to wear on you when you start dealing with club owners that don't want to hold up their end of the bargain. And, you know, things, you know how all of that goes. So honestly,
right.
I had to step back from it because I was battling breast cancer, you know, and I had stage 3 breast cancer. So I had a lot of stuff to just deal with my health. So I had to step back from all of that. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
My mom just got over that. She's a 3-time cancer survivor. And, so, you know,
oh, wow.
The big C ain't no joke.
Oh, God
bless
your mom.
The big C ain't no joke. So,
no, it isn't.
You know, we're gonna
oh, God bless your mom.
And,
she's
okay,
a warrior. Yes,
by,
we are.
And we're going to, let's go back to this. Scorch Sisters on Instagram, Facebook, and scorchsisters.com. That's how the people can find
you
for bookings and whatnot.
That's right. We're on Twitter. We're Twitter also. Yep. You can find us
okay,
out there.
You know,
Scorch.
You know, is there any, you want to give some shout outs to some people? You want to say? You got the floor.
I
want to
give a shout out. Yeah. Well, definitely to the girls in the band, and you know, for those people that support us out here in LA, we appreciate it. And there's a guy named Stan Weinstock that I want to send out a special shout out to because he's been a really good fan of ours, and he's also a good friend. And he was also a good friend. We had a mutual friend that passed away who was a big indie band artist musician advocate. His name is Bernard Bauer, and he was the editor of the live club reviews for the Music Connection magazine, which is I don't know if you know about it, but it's a pretty, now it's an international music magazine, and I'll tell
you,
that magazine has helped me a lot.
I'm familiar
with that.
Magazines.
So you know.
Those magazines, not just that one, there's other, you know, blues, I forgot the name of it, but there's a lot of magazines that I get that are like Bibles for where shows are, festivals.
Yes.
And I use those as a template to, you know, and a lot of times on my show, I tell about events and whatnot. And and there's there any events in your area that you might, you know, say, hey, you might want to call in to the shows. Hey, there's something going on over here, because the blues network is minimal, and we need to try to get the word out where the Scorch Sisters are, where Sonny is, or whoever's performing, if we don't have nobody. You're right. So we got to support each other. Is there anything else you want to say? We have about 24 minutes, and I picked your brain pretty good here. And anything else you'd like to say?
24 minutes. I think you could tell that I could just, you know, go on and on and on and on. But I just think that, you know, with the way the world, especially right now, you know, the way the world is, the situations that we're in socially and politically and all of that, that, something that brings.
What do you think? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Okay, let's chew up some time.
Yeah.
What do you think about a woman president that sings the blues?
Oh, I'd be all about it. Are you kidding me? And I loved Obama, and he could sing too. Obama could sing, you know.
Yeah.
That would be great. I'd love to have a woman president that could sing the blues.
Right.
You
even
know, well,
even if she couldn't sing the blues.
That's fine too.
A woman, period.
You know, I mean,
I think
I can
a woman,
sit here and tell you who. I think a woman is exactly what we need, because men have gotten us. Look where men have gotten us, in a big old mess. Big,
right.
Huge mess.
I see what you mean, you know, but I think the mother's intuition and the fine-tuned qualities
women's
that women
touch.
Carry will be, it'll be a real fine aspect to the fabric of America. But, you know, I just thought I'd ask you that, and see what else
you knew what I was going to say.
Right?
you knew where I would stand on that one, I'm sure, but...
You guys rehearsing? Not to change subject. Do you guys rehearse, like, how many times a week do you guys rehearse?
well, we can't get together, you know, a couple times a week, but we get together a couple times a month. We've been playing together for a while, you know, but we actually now we brought in Elizabeth Hangin on bass, and she's really good, and she sings too. So we're going to be getting together to rehearse the week of our gig, the week of the 20th, that Tuesday
okay.
night. And so, yeah, we'll be getting together to rehearse, definitely. And if you're around, you know, I mean, that would, if you happen to be in town, that would be great. You could stop by. That would be really awesome.
Right. And, you know, we're also launching Faces of Success TV. So, you know, then I have my podcast that I'm launching also. So I have a lot of things
great.
I want to tie you guys into and keep the blues alive. You know, the blues is a dying genre. So, you know, we got to keep it alive. And my dad being one of the pioneers, you know, it's like I'm steadfast to do this. And
yeah, for sure.
So, you know, I'm going to play this
you
one more time.
Be able to get some. You should be able to get some grant money and all, because it's for the arts, you know. There might still be some grant money. You should look into that. That would really help.
Right. I never thought about that. You know, I'm just, I just keep on pushing with the blues, and every day, you know, I eat the blues, sing the blues. It's just my life. But I want to play this one more time. We got a little time. Let's have a bad dream.
I've been so restless, tossing and turning in my bed. You know, I think I'm going crazy. All these pictures in my head, feels like I'm falling. And babe, I keep calling. I guess you don't hear what I say. I'm drowning in quicksand. I'm reaching for your hand. And then you just laugh and walk away. Go back to sleep. You're having a bad dream. Darling, please, please don't you weep. It's only a bad dream. Oh, what could be the reason? The 7 nights of living hell. I wake up screaming from all these things I've been dreaming, and I must be under some kind of an evil spell. Monsters are coming, I try to keep running, my body has turned into stone. I call for your help, you're with somebody else, and you say, baby, I guess you're on your own. What it means, lost in me.
I like that. That's catchy. That's got a catchy thing to it. You know what I mean? Because I don't have too many bad dreams. You know, actually, in actuality, yeah, kudos for that. I don't have too many bad dreams because, in actuality, people have a lot of dreams through the night, and they don't never remember what they are because you have a lot of dreams.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, and FYI, if you look at somebody's face while they're asleep and you see their eyeballs rolling, they're dreaming.
Right.
I don't know if you know that.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, the blues is going to be all right with the Scorch Sisters, and I really like to see you guys on the Grammys, getting a Grammy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got to shoot, go for
someday,
the gold.
Someday, yeah.
Right, yep. You know, and I was just talking to a friend of mine.
Well, that's the idea.
I have a friend of mine. He said, yeah, you know, I submitted my music to the Grammys, and I didn't even know you could submit your music to the Grammys.
Yeah.
So you might want to do that. And by the way, his name is Fillmore Slim, and he has a CD called Son of the Seven Sisters. So make sure you get that,
really?
People. Yeah. I like to bring Slim down there to L.A. with me, really would. He's 85, but he's a spry 85. We're planning to do some stuff down in L.A. Yeah, I'm part of the Fillmore Slim Review.
Come on. I'll help you. We'll help
you
get some gigs.
Sounds like a funky good time. Okay. That's
a
bet.
Yes, it does.
And look, we're going to wind it down. I want to thank you guys for being on the show. And don't be a stranger. We'll be playing Bad Dreams. Bad Dreams, So Much Trouble, and Still Remember. On the Stormy Monday Blues Show. I'm Sonny Blue Bland, and I'll be talking to you soon, and have a good evening, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Okay?
Same to you. God bless. Many, many blessings.
God
Thank
bless
you.
You
so much
God
for,
bless you.
For having us on your show.
Anytime. Love you.
Lots of love.
So you've heard from the Scorch Sisters, and we got about 13 minutes. And I think I better turn up the heat, baby, because we had a hell of a show tonight. I want to thank all the listeners for listening in. And I'm going to play old JT, Running Out of Lies.
And low class places. Oh, I'm so tired, baby. I'm tired of worrying whenever I come home late with your lipstick traces. Oh, you think.
just as good when I've been out with somebody else. You know, a lot of times I don't want to talk about it. I try to get it off of my mind. But then my conscience, you know, everybody got a conscience. My conscience gets to bothering me. And when I try to go to sleep at night, it seems like to me I can hear my conscience say, "Jack, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know you got a good woman, and you ought to treat her right." And I made a deal with my conscience. If my conscience didn't bother me, I sure wouldn't bother my conscience. But every now and then they come around to me and tell me, you know you've been wrong. Yes, you have. A lot of fellas out there been wrong. You gotta go to your babe and tell her, honey.
JT, Johnny Taylor, one of the kings of the blues we have every week. You know, you might hear the same songs over and over on the Stormy Monday Blues Show because we play the icons and the hits, you know, that we grew up on and down south. And this one, I'm going to play this one for my partner down in Natchez, Mississippi. He's on Route 61, and this is called Down Home Blues.
Party's jumping and everybody's having a good time, and you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes while you fixing me a drink? Thank you.
Mr. ZZ Hill, my main man. God bless you, ZZ. On the Stormy Monday Blues Show, we had the Scorch Sisters tonight, and we had a funky good time. Show you right. So we're going to play one to go on in it with, and this was my one of my things I used to do every now and then. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. I love you, America. And here it is, baby. Peace out.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I hate this one, you know. Come here, yeah. Want another drink and I want it now. The girl, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen the girl, she got a full ass. Want to get drunk and get her on my mind. I want a girl, one sky, one bill. And I sit there, drinking. Stone. Yeah, yeah. After a while, go down the bar. At the bartender. I say, hey, what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, the girl's gone. Wanna get drunk and get her on my mind. One girl, one sky, one deal. And I sit there, get stoned, mellow. It's so good, so good. I look down the bar, at the bartender. I say, hey, hey. What do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, the girls are gone all tonight. I haven't seen the girls, not a full ass. I wanna get drunk, get up on my mind. I want bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Then I sit there, drinking. After a while, I raise my head, look on the wall, and the clock on the wall. By the time, quarter to two, last call, alcohol. Go down the bar, and the bartender. I say, hey, what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.